the Yovik for Mahader Hoder, that since he was Odik, he got attached to the Avodah Zarah, so the Yetzer is in him. For sure the Yetzer will bring him back to worship again. A Jew first got stuck to the Avodah Zarah, he won't throw it away so fast. So he's going to think about the Avodah Zarah Keseidah. Therefore for him it's worse. Even on his way home, it's also to do business with him. Yeah. He has to be afraid he's still going to thank the Avodah Zarah. He'll still say, no, it's because of you that I had a good business deal. So if a Jew leaves, he has to be afraid even later on.
Yeah, we're holding that flam and gimel on top. Yeah, the Gemara just said that the Mishnah says when the Goyim go to their top point, their Avodah Zarah, so on the way there, you're not allowed to do business because they'll be moided to the Avodah Zarah. On the way home, though, it's okay. What happened, happened. But if a Jew goes there, then we said the opposite. On the way there, you're allowed to do business with him because most probably he'll be chayzer b'tshuva, will not go and be over the Avodah Zarah. But on his way back, then we have to be afraid that once the Jew worshiped the Avodah Zarah once, he'll be other, he'll be attached to it, and he'll go back again. That's Loshna Gemara. The Ovik Bo, Mahader Hoder Ozo. That the Jew, when he goes to the base of Avodah Zarah, he'll become so attached there that he for sure will come back a second time. Therefore, by the Jew, when he's coming home from the base of Avodah Zarah, it's also to do business with him. The Gemara of Atanya, we learned, Yisrael Aholech Latapoyis, when a Jew goes to this base of Avodah Zarah, so it says, Bein behalicha, bein bechazor also, on the way there and on the way back, both times, it's also for another Jew to do business with him. Because again, we're afraid, since he's attached to the Avodah Zarah, any good deal that he has, he'll go and thank the Avodah Zarah. So you're causing him to worship the Avodah Zarah. Here it's a spear, here it's smash, even on the way there, it's also. And before we said on the way there for Jew, it's mutah, because most probably, he'll be chayza b'tshuva. So Moshe says on Ravashi, Kitanya he, when we learned the second brisa, the Yisrael Mumma. We're talking about a Yisrael that's a Mumma that already worshipped the Avodah Zarah once before. The Vada Yozo, him for sure he will go and worship the Avodah Zarah. Therefore he's not going to do tshuva, so this person is worse. You have to be afraid on the way there and on the way home, and you do business with him and he has a good deal, for sure he'll be made to the Avodah Zarah. Turn around, what like this? When a guy is going down to his Yurid, that was the affair, right? A market fair. A shuk. Rashi says, shuk shalvaros kechavim. Mi oivei kechavim ki yozol l'scharu di yozol. True, it's a Yurid, it's a fair that they worship Avodah Zarah there, but when goyim go there, they also go to do business. They also sell all things that have a fair there. When they're busy over the Avodah Zarah, they also have a Yerit. So it's like this. When a guy goes down there, bein bi'alicha, bein b'chazorah, whether he's going or coming back, mutter. A Jew is allowed to do business with him. You're allowed to buy from him. Because his main purpose there is not to worship the Avodah Zarah, but it's a Yerit. It's a fair where you sell and buy, so therefore you can do business with the guy. But Yisrael, hoylech, if a Jew is going there, a Yisrael Harlech Lirid, if a Jew is going to a Goyish affair, then it's like this. The Halicha Mutter. When the Jew is on the way there, and he wants to go there to sell things, so now the Jew is allowed to do business with him. Because he doesn't have any money of Avodah Zarah, and he's not going to worship the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, on the way there, it's okay. But the Chiddush is the Chazorah. When a Jew returns from the Yurid, then another Jew cannot do business with him. Also, Gemara says, why? My Shana Yisrael. Why do I say when a Jew comes back from this Goyish affair, the Bechazara also, when he's on coming home, it's also for another Jew to do business, to sell him something. Why? The Yamri, we're going to say, avoid this Kechavim Zavin. You know why this Jew went down to the Yerid? Why did he go down special to this Goyish affair? It must be because he sold an Avodah Zarah. He had a statue in his house, and he wanted to get rid of it. So to stay home by the Jews, he can't sell it. He wanted to sell it to a guy. So the Jew, Bedavka, went down to the Goyish affair, and he sold his Avodah Zarah there. So it comes out, Dimei Avodah Zarah Kechavim Ika Ba'adei. What money does the Jew have in his hand now? he has money which was in exchange for an Avodah Zarah. And we owe that money is also Asa B'Hanor. Just like the Avodah Zarah itself is Asa B'Hanor, the money you have for an exchange also becomes Asa B'Hanor. So it comes out this Jew now, on his way home from the fair, you know what type of money he has in his pocket? He has money that he went there to sell an Avodah Zarah there. And the Goyim gave him money for it. So the money he has in his pocket is also Banor. That's why another Jew should not do business with this Jew now when he's on his way home from the Yerid. But, Oyvei Kechavim, Samar asks the question, if so, the Goyim also Nami. Naima, why don't I say that when a Goy is returning home from the Yerid, from the fair, Avodas Kechavim Zovin. Let me say the same thing. When the Goyim went there, most probably also they took an Avodah Zarah with them. They wanted to sell their Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Dimei, Avodas Kechavim Ika Badayu. What type of money do they have in their pocket? They have money of an Avodah Zarah. They have the exchange of an Avodah Zarah, which is also Behanor. So why do I say that when a Goy comes home from the Yerid, you're allowed to do business with him? We say the money in his pocket is regular money, it's okay. But when a Jew comes back from the fair, then we say most probably he sold an Avodah Zarah there, and the money he has is the exchange of the Avodah Zarah. Why? What's the difference between a Jew and a Goy? Smor says yes. Eloi de Kichovin Amrinon Glima Zovin Chamra Zovin. Listen, when the Goy went down there to sell things, it's loud enough could the Goyim take an Avodah Zarah with them. The Goyim, that's their fair, that's their Yerid. They do all their business there. So Pi Roiv, they sold clothing, they sold wine there. Lav Davka and Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Dinei, the money they have in their pocket is okay. It's Mutar Banor. So Maria says, so, Yisrael Nami Neimo. Why don't I say the same thing when a Jew goes down to the Yerid? Eimo, why don't I say, Glima Zovin. Maybe the Jew only went down there to sell his clothing there. Rios Chamra Zovin, he sold his wine there. And therefore, when he comes back, also the money he has is the Mei Heter. Why do I say when a Jew goes down there, he's dick is selling an Avodah Zarah, and the money he has in his pocket is also Banor? So Mar says, Poshid, Eisa the Hevelay, if it's true that the Jew wants to do business, and he's only selling his wine or his suits, if so, Hokuhu Mizavinle, he should have stayed home and sold it back home. What do you have to go down to Yerid for? The Yerid is a place where the Goyim come together to do business through, but they also worship the Avodah Zarah there. So it's no place for a Jew to go there. If a Jew goes there, for sure he's doing something that he cannot do back at home. So what must it be? That he's selling an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, when a Jew goes down there, he knows what he's doing there. He wants to get rid of the Avodah Zarah he has in his house, so he sold it, and on his way home, the money he has, we say, is the Mei Avodah Zarah. Now the Mishnah says, V'aboyim utarim. When the Goyim go down to their tapoy, to their base, Avodah Zarah, so you cannot do business on the way there, but on the way home, it's okay, because when the Goyim finish worshipping, they don't think about him anymore. So if they have a good business deal now, they will not go to thank the Avodah Zarah. Amram Shum Ben Lakish. Loishon of this was only learned, El Lashen Kishurim Zeh B'Zeh. When the Goyim are coming back, they're not like tied, clustered together. So it's not like a chabura, a bunch of people together. Al-Bukshuras, but if they're tied together, Zeb is there, few going together, Asurim, then it's still awesome to do business with them. Because Eima Daitel Asur, they're still thinking of coming back. Since they're still bunched together, they're still thinking about their Avodah Zarah, maybe they'll go back again. Vices, when they decide completely to go home, they go home separately. But if they're coming together in groups, you still have to be afraid. Rashi's Kshurim, Shechoizim, Chabura, Chabura, Yachad. Vlei Bad Vat. They come together, then you have to be afraid, maybe they're still going to return, so it's also to do business with them. Then the Mishnah says, Noidoy Sardi Chavim, the Kankanayim. Noidus is always a flask, that's a leather flask that they store their wine in it, and Kankanayim is always called barrels, a Kli Cheris, an earthly Kli. So the Mishnah we had a Matlokis. If a Jew gets a hold of these barrels or these flasks from an Avodah Zarah, that they, from a Goy, that he stored his Yayin Nesek inside it. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Noidus of the Chavim Kakanayim, the Yayin Shoy Yisrael Korosbem, and now a Jew stores his wine inside these barrels. So the Mishnah says, Asurim, the Asurim, the Yisrael, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says,
that it's also Bahanur. It's a big question exactly what.
I'm telling you,
it means that the Goyim first stored their wine, which was the Yayin Nesach, inside it. And now a Jew gets hold of it, and he stores his wine inside it. So the Mishnah says the wine is also Bahanur. Different Rebbe Meir. Bacham Maimrim, any Sur and Isuri Anor. Bacham say, no, it's not also Bahanur. Since the mice, when you get the flat, it's dried out, there's no wine inside it. There's only a tam of Yayin Nesach. So true, when the Jew puts his wine inside this flask, the tam goes into the wine, it's also to drink. But the Chum says it's mutabano. So let's see now. Son of Rabban, word like this. Noidai Soivdik Chavim. Again, Noidai, that's a leather flask. So Gerudin, if it's clean inside, means it wasn't, there's no tar inside it yet. They didn't smear it inside yet. And Chadoshim, it's new, it hasn't been used yet. So then Mutarim. Now if a Jew gets hold of this, he's allowed to use it. Chadosh means it's new, even though the guy may have used it once or twice, but the oil, the wine did not seep in that far yet. Therefore, a Jew is still allowed to use it. Yishonim, if it's an older flask, meaning the guy used it many of times, or else Muzufafim, or else inside it was smeared with tar inside it, so then we say Asurim, then it's also for Jew to use it. Even if it was new, that the guy only used it one time. Because it, since it's Muzufafim, that's Boleya much more. Rashi says, Muzufafim, Afilo Bechodes Zimna Bola, Zephas Leyayin. The tar absorbs the wine. So if this leather has tar inside it, then even if the guy only used it one time, now it's also for Jew to use it. What's going to be Oive Kechavim Ribavon? Let's say a guy is like making this flask. He's now putting tar inside it. The Yivdun is working it over. The Nosul Toichon Yayin, and Pashta means the guy poured wine into this flask when he was making it, when he was putting the tar inside it. So it says, the Yisrael Oymed Agabov, and a Jew was watching the way the guy makes this flask. So when the Cheshish, after it's finished, a Jew is allowed to use this flask to store his wine inside it. The question is why? We're talking about now, you see the guy that when he's making this flask, when he's putting the tar inside it, he's also pouring Yayin Nesach inside it. If so, ki Yisroelim in Agavav, my heaven, what do I care if you have a mashgiach there? So what? You have an edechot now that the guy put Yayin Nesach inside this flask, and it's Muzufefes. Muzufefes, if it's tarred inside, we say it absorbs the wine, and the tam stays there. So why can a Jew use it now? My heaven, what do I care if you have a mashkiach, but the guy poured Yayin Nesach inside it? So Gemara says, Amra Papa, Hovikom, this is what the Brisa means to say. Oivei Kechavim Ribavon. True, a Jew is watching now the way a guy is making a flask and putting tar inside it. The Yivdon is working it over. The Yisrael Nesel Tekin Yayin, we're talking about now a Jew is there. Mashma Bishasta used to put the tar inside the flask, it used to smell very bad. So he wanted to take away the bad smell. So they used to pour wine there to take away the bad smell right now. So the Brice means a Jew was there pouring Yayin, kosher, into the flask. And secondly, the Yisrael Emir Agaba, there was another Jew, another Mashkiach there, watching, we'll soon see what we need him for, that the guy did not pour Yayin Nesach inside it. Now, Vienna Choshes. Therefore, this flask is okay, it has a Hechsher. A guy true was making it. But there was a Mashkiach watching that he did not pour any Yayin Nesach. The only wine that was poured there was the Jew poured his kosher wine there. Therefore, it's okay. So Maria said, that's the case. If the story is that it's only the Jew that's pouring wine when the guy is making the flask, if so, Yisrael Achar, Oymed Agabav Lomeli, why do I need a Mashkiach there? Why do I need a second Jew watching the operation? The guy is not pouring wine. It's only the Jew that's pouring the wine. So let that Jew be the Mashkiach. What do I need a second Jew here for? Torah says no. Dilma, we have to be afraid. Agav Tirda Menasech. Since the first Jew, he's pouring his kosher wine, meaning he's helping the guy make the flask. He's Torah. He's busy now. So since he's busy, he cannot be a Mashkiach. He can't watch over the guy to make sure the guy also doesn't put a spritz of his Yayin Nesach.
You have to be afraid maybe the guy would pour some yayin eser there also. So it's a chiddush to the mashkiach. That if you're busy cooking there, you can't be the mashkiach. If you're a cook, so when you're cooking, you can't watch over the others, you're doing your job. You have to be a mashkiach means be only a mashkiach. You have to be a second Jew here, watching over the guy to make sure he does not pour his yayin eser inside it. Yevalav adaitei, that since the first Jew is working, he won't realize what the guy is doing. So therefore we need a second Jew there. Therefore that's John the Bright. Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says, Liyolam Chidukamrit Mikaru. No, the Pshat the Bright is what we said before. That we're talking about now that the guy is pouring Yayin Nesach inside this flask. If so, how could you say the flask is kosher for Jew to use afterwards? So, okay, we're talking about that the idna of the koshodi lay at the time the guy pours the wine into this hot tar that he's fixing his flask with, nasik zorik mayim latit. It's like he's throwing water into tit, into cement. In other words, it gets dissolved and destroyed right away. That yai nesach has no tam. It gets dissolved right away and burnt up by the tar itself. Therefore, there's no issa yai nesach. Now she says, this wine going in the flask now is going to be lost. This effort, uboto taimai, and its time is bottled, it's like not there. Kemayim anitonim betit, like you have water, you put it to cement. Shekolim aleim, after a while, when the cement dries up, there's no more water there. There also, true, this guy was putting yain inside here, but when he's putting wine in, when he's making the tar just like burns up the wine. The wine gets dissolved there, that there's no taste of wine at all. Therefore, later on, a Jew is allowed to use this flask, does not have to be afraid, the tam will come out.
In the second case
of the Ayin. The more says, if so, Omer Rav Papa, Papa is, Shema Mina Mid Rav Zvid. From Rav Zvid, we hear a chiddush like this. That Hai Ovi Kechovim, if a guy comes, to Shah Dachamr, he takes his wine, his Yai Nesach, and he throws it, the milk of Yisrael, into a Jewish a sack of salt. So the Rishari, a Jew later is allowed to eat a salt. Why? Because since salt is like hot, so we say when the wine goes into the salt, it gets dissolved there, it doesn't give a taste there, and therefore it's okay to use the salt. This is where it says, no. Maskel or Ravashi, Ravashi asks the question, me dummy, it's not like the case of Rosvid. Horsam calls him Yibut. I'll tell you, when you put the wine inside the tar, it's not coming to give a taste inside the tar. You do not taste that wine. The taste of the wine is like burnt up. It's only there maybe take away the smell of the bad tar, but it's not there to put a taste. But Horcha, like causal Yibut. But over here it doesn't go lost, the opposite. If you put wine into salt, the salt now will taste like wine, it changes colors, and that rabbit does something good. There, since you would still taste the wine, for sure the salt would still be awesome. Rashi says, you know, some tam the melech. The wine now is giving taste into the salt. L'yelon. And the taste always stays there. Therefore, and v'yena misyabish, it does not dry out completely, but rather it looks red now, and you have the taste of the wine, so for sure the salt would still be awesome. Bar Odi Taya, this Arab Bar Odi, Oni Tanu Ziki Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef. He went and stole, he grabbed away some flasks from Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef. And Rama Bar Chanra, he took it home, this Arab, and he put his own wine, Yayin Nesek, inside the flask. And after a week later, the Yadrinun Ale, then he was nice to the Arab, and he brought it back. The question is, can he use it or not? Did the guy make a trafe or not? He stored his Yayin Nesek once or twice in the Rabbi Yitzchak's flask. So, the Yosef Shobay Medrash, he came to the base of Medrash, he asked the Shiloh, what can I do now with my leather flask? How can I make a kosher? Omalei Rabbi Yirah, Rabbi said like this, V'kach Horeh Rabbi Yami. This is what Rabbi Yami said, that Halach Lamaisa, you know what you have to do right now, Halach Lamaisa is, Nemalim Mayim Shlesha Yomim. You fill up this flask for 3 days, let it stay with water for 3 days. Omarin, and then spill out the water, and then it's kosher, it's okay. And the Yom HaRav, the Rav says, but what he meant to say was, Tzorech Li'aron Mi'eth Li'eth. You have to let it shake it out, spill it out every 24 hours. In other words, we fill it up with water, let it stay there for 24 hours, empty it out, put new water in, let it stay for another day, empty it out, new water, and another day.
That's called Iruv for 3 days, then it's okay. And this brought down the halacha on a glass jar, on a crystal jar, on any jar, that you have this heter to let it stay for 3 days. Now this heter is mainly brought down by Yayin Netzach, because wine is usually cold. It's not used chan. It's not something that was hot when you put it into the flask. He only used it when the wine was cold. So something that you use when it's cold, you have this heter, you can kasher it by Mimu V'Irur 3 times in 3 days. So something that he thought to say, maybe this is only mutter in this case, our flask, that the flask at the beginning belonged to a Jew, and therefore was tapped up with kosher wine. Now a guy used it once or twice, so you can kasher it this way. Avul did too. Let's say a Jew buys a geisha flask. You buy the flask that the guy himself used it all the time. Maybe then, light. Then you do not have this eitzah to make this hechsher. The Gemara says no. Piyasi Rovim, when Rovim came, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Echot Shalanu, whether this flask first belonged to a Jew, and the Jew used it first with kosher wine, and even the Echot Shalhem, even if you have now a flask that the guy used for many years, and it's Belua tapped in from the Yayin Esech, still it's okay. Shalem, yeah. That it's okay, you can kosher this flask by filling it up 3 days with cold water. And again, it's a special heter here, because wine is usually only used cold, not hot. Sava Ravaka braid the rubber, kindly the Ravashi, the name, he thought to say like this. Hanamid, when was this said, noises? Maybe only flask, leather flask, that's when it's okay. Avokakanim lo, but a pitcher made from earthly, a kli cheris, an earthly kli, we always know a kli cheris, a sap sin dissolves more, and doesn't come out so easy. So maybe a kankan, you cannot have this hechsher. Or malay ravashino, loishno, noidois, loishno kakanim. There's no difference whether it's a leather flask, or whether it's an earthly kli, you have this heter. Since they only stored inside it yayin cold wine, it didn't go in that much, therefore you can get out all the time by filling it up for 3 days. Tell Rav Aron like this, kankanim shlodi kachavim. If you have goyisha barrels, kli cheris, earthly kli, so chadoshim, if they're new, and grudim means that clean inside, there's no tar there, mutarim. That even though the guy used it maybe once or twice, still the Jew now is allowed to store it, use it for wine. Yishonim, let's say it was an old barrel that the guy used it plenty of times already, or else it was a fuffin inside and it was smeared with tar inside, even though they only used it once. Then Asurim, then it's also for a Jew to store his wine there. But the Fafas, if it's tarred, then it's belay, it saps in the wine even after one time. So Jew cannot use it. We have to be afraid the tam of the Ainetzik will come out and give tam into your wine, will become Asabano. Or also Mishnah, the Chlaik of the Mishnah. Now, Ovid Kechavim, Moisna Teichin Yayin, let's say first the guy stored wine in these barrels, in a case where now it's also for Jew to use it, but still, you throw Moisna Teichin Mayim. Rashi learns meaning that a Jew could kasher it. A Jew could store it with water for 3 days, again, empty it out every day and fill it up again, and then the barrel becomes kosher. Another case is, let's say first the guy stored his wine into these barrels or these flasks. So it's also for Jew to use it. Still, you throw Moisna Teichin Sirul Marayis. A Jew is allowed to pour inside this flask now, seer, that's the brine of fish, or else the marayas, that's the dish they make from the insides of the fish. Mashma, that's strong, and Rashi says, Sofra nesayayin anivla umechal noisai. When they go into this flask, they make the flask kosher. They like burn up the tam of the wine. They destroy any taste of wine that's in the flask. V'yayin achoshesh, you're allowed to use it now, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Once you sort it once, with seer or with marayas, they go in and burn up any tam of yayin inside the flask. Yiboyl, I have a question like this though. L'chetchilad under the Odi Eved. This eitz you're telling me to fill up the barrels with brine or with marayas.